Hey guys, I'm recording this for the second time. I'm gonna make it quick. I'm tired. I can't sleep. So some of you might know that I just sent out a screenshot. People on Twitter, sorry blind people, it's a picture of an email that I got that basically says you qualify for $35,000 worth of scholarships, and I found it ironic that it came in when I'm done with school. So the way I sent that out is I took it like normal with the home and power buttons, and then to check to see what it looked like, I put it through KNFB Reader. And for those of you who aren't blind, KNFB Reader is a reader that will take photos. You're supposed to be able to take a picture of a document, whether it be print, whether it be on a screen, whether it be on a projector. Take the picture, and then it will read it back to you. But you can also import pictures. So I imported the screenshot to see how it looked, and then I posted it. And yes, my email address is in there because I can't crop it out because I can't see it. So, people, please don't spam me. And if you do, you're not my friend. But I'm doing this because a thought came to me a second time I'm trying to fall asleep tonight. After I took the picture, posted it to Twitter and Facebook, I found it kind of ironic. I started thinking as I started to fall asleep, what if there was a way to automatically read screenshots for the blind? Like, when a tweet comes in with a screenshot, it reads it out. Whether that's through KNFB Reader, whether that's through an Apple accessibility extension, just a thought of mine sort of crossed my mind. You know, what if there was a way to, let's say, there's two things I had in mind. One, KNFB Reader has a button through an API which can hook into other apps like Twitterific or Tweetings. And it takes, you're able to press the button and the picture is sent over to KNFB Reader and then read back to you. B, you could have it automatically checking and then read the screenshot in real time. That seems more challenging, doesn't seem doable, but I can tell you that the first thing that you could probably do, it would take some work, but I think it's doable. Or the third thing would be some sort of accessibility enhancement with Apple. But naturally I got yelled at by one person. He didn't yell at me, he's a good kid. Sorry, Simon, I didn't mean to call you out, but he's like, what's that? I can't see it. Which, I agree, it's annoying when people do that, when you can't see it, but I'm on my phone, and I knew I could screenshot it, and I knew I could check to see what it said, so I just sent it as a screenshot once I knew what it said. So that kind of crossed my mind. What if there's a way to, A, automatically read screenshots, B, have them sent directly from the app to KNFB Reader, or C, create some sort of accessibility enhancement to the iPhone through Apple. So, that's my shortened version of what I said like 10 minutes ago before Audio Boom took a dump. So, with that, I'm going to try to sleep. I didn't sleep at all because someone decided at Roger that it was a bright idea to paint the lines on the street and the parking lots. So, I was awake, because there was like a riding painter that was running outside my window, so, and of course the lines, they go really slow, so it's like outside your window, and so that's my night, and yeah, good night, see ya. I need to fall asleep before it gets light out. 5 minutes and 39, pause recording, button.